important that we start seeing Scripture like this. What's happening here is Jesus is shining the light. Remember John 3, 17, 19 through 21? Jesus is shining the light. The Pharisees and the scribes, when they have light shone upon their lives, it doesn't look good for them, and they turn around and run. But the woman who is on her last, she's been caught. She knows she's in the wrong. But Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. Can I tell you what I think is happening in this story that's been inserted in here? Which I think is probably good, because I think it teaches. What Jesus is trying to tell us, what John's trying to tell us, is that here are these Pharisees that are legalistic, they've been judgmental, and they've been condemning. God does not want that to be. He said, we're making a change here. We're going to have grace, and we're going to forgive, and we're going to love. We're not going to judge, we're not going to condemn, and we're not going to cast out. The Pharisees, that light was shined on them, and they didn't want any part of it, and they turned around and left. Why? Because those who condemn feel the condemnation when the light shines. Selah. Think about that a little bit. But the one who is in need of grace, when condemnation is not given, comes to the light, and the work that God does in her life and in our lives is shown to be God doing it. Amen? So what God was trying to do is shine the light on a situation so that those who condemn and judge would understand that a new time has come. We're going to love, and we're going to have grace, and we're going to forgive. And those who are in that place who are condemned and judged and unforgiven, those people can find love and grace and forgiveness. And that's the light that Jesus shines into the life of the world. That's the face-to-face with God that we need to see and we need to do. Amen? That's what he's trying to teach us there. So here's my question. What is God working in you? What is God working in you? Where is he shining the light? It may be when you read the Gospels. It may be when you read a book. It may be when you hear a song. It may be when somebody speaks to you, like me. It may be just somebody out of the blue makes a comment. And you go, whoa. Say that again. Where is he shining the light? John says a little later in chapter 12, the light is with you for only a little longer. He was talking about his life. And he says, walk in the light while you have it, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in darkness, you do not know where you're going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that, hear this, you may become children of light. Children of light. You know, when Jesus was in the Sermon on the Mount, he began it and he was talking to those who had been rejected, those who had been crippled, those who had been hurt, those who had been just seen as outcasts. If you'll read the end of chapter 4, you'll see that's who he was talking to. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed, blessed, blessed. He goes through all of that, and he gets to the end of it, and he says, you are the salt of the earth. And then a couple verses later, he says, you are the lights unto this world. Jesus is the light. And he shines his light and his life into our lives so that we are able to take that light and that life to the world around us. But pause here just a second. How are we going to do that? I think we need to learn from the story is that we do that not by judgment or condemnation or casting out. We do it by love and grace and forgiveness. You are the lights unto this world. Where you go, what you do, shines the light. So that's, go back to my other question. What is God working on you? What light is shining? Because, let me say this, because that may be an area in which God is working on you to shine the light so that you can be a better light shining to the world around you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Scriptures do. That's what God does. That's what the Spirit does. He wants us to shine the light. We have the light of life. Let's get all of the stuff out from it so that that light can shine. Amen? Jesus says, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. And let me add a little bit to that. If you follow me, I'm going to shine the light on your life. And we're going to deal with some stuff. But it's so that I, as the light of the world, can live through you so that you can be a light into this world so that they can see the face of God in you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your love and your grace. I thank you for your life. I thank you for all that you do in our midst. Lord, and I know it's sometimes unpleasant and sometimes it's painful, but I also thank you for those times when you shine the light into our lives and you expose things. Lord, let us not be like the religious leaders or those who would turn and run away. Let us be like that woman who was caught, who realized she was weak. She was at her bottom. She faced death in the Jewish world. But Lord, you forgave. You didn't condemn. Help us to be that way. Lord, I know this is a hard thing in our world today. It's all around us. Possibilities. So Lord, help us to do that which is right. Let your light shine in our lives that we might truly be the light of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.